What is up, team? Hopefully you are having an amazing day today on whatever day it is you're listening to this. I'm listening to this on Monday. I had it's called fat phobic this week, and it's fat shaming people. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, and because that was interesting. I've been called many things. I've been called racist when I have black clients and all sorts of different type of clients. I've been called fat phobic after I've almost exclusively now worked with people that are overweight. Find it interesting. And so we're going to talk about that, and I ask you the question, is this fat phobic? What I'm about to tell you. So to give you some context, let me actually give you an idea of a story to maybe help illustrate why I don't believe what I'm saying or said was anywhere near fat shaming or fat phobic. Let's pretend you're at a birthday party or something. There's a bunch of kids going around, and there's pool party, and there's barbecue, or there's pizza, bunch of parents around. All is good. And it's you and a bunch of your friends too. So it's not like just you and some random people. It's you and some people that you might say that you care about, right? You go to your friend, your man in the barbecue, helping out, doing the best you can, because you're a good helpy helperson at this party. And you see an adult grab an empty glass, go to the pool, and start drinking the pool water. They even have the gall to put some lemon, like a lemon wedge, in their pool water and straw, and they start drinking it. What do you do? You look at your friends and you go like, "Hey, do you see Susan over here? She's like drinking pool water. What the heck is happening? Like, why is she doing that?" And your friend turns to you and goes, "Oh my gosh, leave her alone. Just because she likes it, it's not hurting you. Why do you even care if she's drinking pool water?" What do you think? One or two? Option one is, yeah, seems like a pretty valid point of not caring. It doesn't hurt me, so why should I care? Or do you go option two and go, "Hey, Susan, I care about you. And I don't want you to drink pool water because there's poop and there's dog poop and human pee and God knows what, dirt, all these sorts of things. You could have botulism in it from the ground and chlorine. Now, it's not enough to kill you, but it's definitely enough to do some damage. And the more you do it, the longer you do it, the worse you're going to get. Like, now, could it potentially, like, kill you? No, it might not. But if you had the opportunity to change, would you not want to do that? Which would you rather do? Option one or option two? Now, I posted this on Facebook earlier today, and I actually got a surprising amount of people that go, "Well, if it's not hurting them, don't do anything," because I am in camp of camp two. And that's why I was called fat shaming. I believe that it's better to be kind than nice. Being nice would say, "Hey, it's okay. Everyone's different," while your friend is clearly doing something that's harming them, versus being kind, which is, "Hey, Susan, I care about you enough to have this really awkward conversation about the thing you're doing of drinking pool water. And I want you to be happy and healthy. And your current actions are not helping you do that. And not because I don't love you, it's because I love you that I want to help you." Interesting. Because last week, I had received a text message from somebody that I had not talked to in a really long time. And it was very painful for me to read. I hadn't talked to her for quite some time. And I was just sitting on my phone. I got a text early Sunday morning saying, "Hey, I had a heart attack 2 weeks ago." And I'm like, "Oh gosh, it's so painful," because this is someone who had reached out in May of last year to start working with me, May 2023. And it was in a program I thought was going to be gangbusters, and it worked really well, but it didn't really help with getting more people in the program to get them long-term results. So I stopped doing it. But the program was to give you an idea. I was going to help people lose 2 to 3 inches from their waist in 28 days. And if you didn't, I'd pay you $50 for wasting your time, and the program's free. Right? So I had everything anybody would ever want, and still didn't follow through with it. It was pretty wild. As in, most people didn't even finish the program, despite every person that I saw who followed it, at least to the 2 week mark, they lost the weight. They lost the inches around their waist. So it was interesting, and she was just one of them, right? She just was one of them that did not get the result. It was so painful. And I was like, hey, so-and-so, we'll call her Susan. Her name's not Susan. But I go, Susan, like, come on, man. Like, let's get you healthy. I know why you started and what you need to do and how we can help you out. I got you, girl. Like, and what you're doing right now as far as your habits goes, like, it wouldn't even cost you really any extra money. It's just allocating money elsewhere. It's like a no-brainer. No-brainer, and didn't do it. And even when I reached out to her, I'd be like, "Hey, let's get the ball rolling." Didn't respond. And it's because of one common fault, and that fault is like, I'll just worry about it later when things settle down. Pushing it out. And so, I got in trouble for posting her text message without her name, without her number, just the nothing. I had a heart attack 2:15. I got all sorts of mad people saying I'm taking advantage of her behavior and where she's at. I disagree. I'm fat shaming somebody and people because I care about them not waiting until it becomes too late to do something about their health. Got it. So it sounds like then I care too much about helping people. Like I want to make a positive change in the world. And in doing so, I sometimes have to be kind and not nice. Because the reality is, from May until now, if she just lost 1 pound per week, she'd be under 200 pounds. She'd be around 185 pounds. And that's of fat, where I can have somebody lose far more of that in weight. And it sounds like if she had heart problems, she has a lot of inflammation and excess water on her, probably from high blood pressure that she had prior to as well. So you could have lost even more than that. So this had the massive potential of not ever happening. Because somebody wanted to wait instead of taking action. Do you see how maybe the other side of the coin is the thing that we actually need? We need more kindness. And kindness sometimes involves awkward, confrontational, harsh conversations. Whereas being nice is let bygones be bygones. You can be whatever you want. You're right. You can be healthy and 100 pounds overweight. You're right. You're so right. No, you're not, though. You're not right. You're not. And it's not because I want to be an ass. It's because I want to help you. And if you don't join my program, you don't get helped. Period. And so, you tell me, I'm curious. Shoot me a message. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. My email is chris@bodyfathacks.com. chris@bodyfathacks.com. You let me know. Am I fat shaming for wanting to help people lose weight to avoid heart disease, diabetes, and strokes? Because if you're overweight, you have a higher likelihood of that. Or am I being kind by confronting a harsh reality and saying, hey, if you continue down this path, you're really going to end up in the wrong spot. And I care about you enough, even though I just met you, that I don't want you to go through what my dad went through, which inevitably was a heart attack, that inevitably took his life. Can I just help prolong that as long as possible? Let me know. If that's you, you're struggling with reaching out to fitness goals, guess what? I have the process and the program for you. Spots are filling up. I literally have 7 spots left in my roster for 850 clients, and I'm full. So if you are trying to reach your health and fitness goals, now is the time. 480-494-6605. Text me results, and we will get you rock and rolling in your program and process to get you the results that you ultimately want. Talk to you soon. Bye.